Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
There you go, Tom Ackerman. I got my my caw shirt here from my trip to the Battle Hawks.
Yeah, look at that. Saturday. Get that on camera.
Caw. Yeah, no kidding.
Let's go Hawks, baby. Be Hawks.
We need a winner this year, and they're 3-1 now, right?
Yeah, they're hot. I thought that was cool. I wish I had gone to the game. I actually was watching it at home on ABC, so I love that it was on national television, and we got to show off. It's not just the team. It's about the crowd. You know, the crowd is awesome, and 31,000 there sounded like 131,000. It was half full, but it looked really, really great on TV and sounded great. And at one point, the announcer said, "How could you take football away from these amazing people?"
Thank you.
And I thought that was well said. And so I posted that clip on Twitter. And it went pretty wild with St. Louis fans responding. And then, of course, there's always the, well, because you guys didn't show up when the team wasn't good. Now you have no idea what you're talking about. Zero, of course. People who have no clue about the history of the Rams in St. Louis. The team tanked. They stripped the team down. People still went to the games. This is an awesome football town.
It is.
And as you saw on Saturday, that place was rocking. They know the game. They understand the game. The team is good. And imagine this now. The championship in the UFL is going to be played at the Dome. And the Battlehawks are 3-1. Clearly, they're one of the best teams in the league. Don't let them get in there and play the championship game at home on national TV. That will be an unbelievable scene and a huge plus for St. Louis, because that place will fill.
I mean, they will fill
the Dome for that, and that would be incredible. And I love watching them. I mean, A.J. McCarron's a good quarterback, accurate, smart. They have quick receivers. I think they have a nice running game. I think if you get good defensive pressure on the quarterback, Memphis is not as good of a team, you can tell. But they gave them a game, made it interesting, and St. Louis just did their thing, pulled away in the second half.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That big number 88, the receiver must be 6'8". I mean, he's huge.
Yeah.
And I wish I just, as a football fan, knowing what McCarron did when he was at Alabama, I wish they would let him go downfield more often. Most of his passes are short out passes.
And I agree.
There seem to be opportunities where they could have thrown a couple of longer passes, and I don't know if it's the coach. I don't know if it's a offensive scheme. Maybe they knew something about Memphis I didn't. I would like to see him open it up a little more.
At one point, you could tell he was frustrated with the offensive play calling. And in fact, the announcer said at one point, because he's mic'd, so they can hear McCarron, the TV producers can hear him. They don't always play it on the air, he's saying.
Well, I'll bet. Yeah.
But they said that they could hear him. He was upset with the play call.
Huh.
So, you know, that does happen. But I love the access that they give you in the UFL. I really like the announcer team a lot. I thought it was a great product. I do kind of wish I was there, but I'm glad I watched it on TV. In fact, the more it's on national TV, the more people around even here will pay attention to it. My daughter, who's 13, who's a big sports fan, she pays attention to everything. She came in the room, and I'm watching it, and she goes, wait. She said, "There's football downtown right now?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah." And she's, "Tell me more." And I'm like, "Well, you know." And I explained to her the Battle Hawks, and we decided we're going. Well, we got to get down there.
It was fun.
Go see
the tailgate. People were going crazy, and
I bet
my friend Andy Banker is the announcer for it in the stadium down there. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it's a good product. I've seen them in action, so I'm looking forward to getting back down there. It's a neat thing that we have right now downtown.
Are you still feeling optimistic about the Cards after their weekend with the
Brewers?
Here's
the only thing. I feel terrible about the Cardinals, honestly. But here's the only thing that keeps me going is their pitching's pretty good, except for Michaelis getting blown up on Saturday.
What was it, like 12 to 5?
12-5. Yeah, I tossed that game away. He got blown up a few times. Cardinals score. I concentrate on are the Cardinals scoring or not. They scored five runs. If the pitching does its job, they probably win the game. The Friday game really gets me because they had multiple chances to win the game. Goldschmidt can't. He strikes out. Then in the 10th, Gorman strikes out. Gorman struck out four times in the game. It's like repetitive chances, chances, chances. And then yesterday.
With several bases loaded.
That one really hurt yesterday. Sonny Gray is pitching. He is lights out. Sonny Gray is an amazing pitcher. He is a top 10 pitcher in all of baseball.
Like, you think he's living up to the hype?
Oh, 100%. Sonny Gray, for sure. I mean, he is tremendous. I mean, he's walked one batter, and he struck out 23 in his three starts. He was phenomenal yesterday. The Cardinals scored a grand total of zero runs for him. Zero. In a day where he's out there pitching like crazy and looked awesome. The problem is clearly offense for this team. So you ask me if I'm optimistic. As long as they pitch, the rotation continues to do its job, and I would expect that Lance Lynn will go out there and pitch another good game today. They've got to score, and they have to, you know, hopefully it becomes a chain reaction thing where they all start going. Because right now, there are only a couple guys who are hitting, and the rest of them are not coming through.
Yeah. I didn't get to see any of the games this weekend, but I read the results, and I'm like, eh, that's not good. Poor Sonny.
No, it's not good to lose any game.
No,
I don't think the team is, you know, even close to what they could be, and it's really disappointing. And they're all disappointed in there. I mean, they're all upset about it, and, you know, the fans are upset, and everybody's angry about it. So let's see what they can do.
I'll be the one to go ahead and say this. Is there any chance, if this continues, they would replace Marmol in the middle of the season?
I think there's always a chance that they could replace a manager, but in this case, no, because they just gave him an extension. So it would look really, you know, like they're going back on it. Now, Marmol is under contract. It doesn't mean that he has to fulfill the contract. I mean, the buyout isn't all that much, really, if they had to do it, but they're not going to do it in the middle of the season. I mean, if anything, they have to figure out why their big bats, who they pay a lot of money for, Arenado excluded, he's been fine.
Yeah.
But he still hasn't shown the power. You know, they're just not hitting home runs. They didn't hit a home run for like a week. I mean, is that Ollie Marmol's fault?
Like in spring training, though. Weren't we the team with the longest stretch of hitting no home runs?
You can park. Well, yeah, and the park down in Jupiter
not to be
is.
Debbie Downer.
The park down in Jupiter is not a home run park, but still, like, they're not hitting anywhere. So it's Ollie is to blame for a lot of things because he's the manager of the team and he will take it. But you can't point to him for everything that happens. But he's the manager of the club, and he's going to have to take the heat. But no, I do not think that they would fire him in the middle of the season. They just gave him an extension. It would look bad.
Yeah, good stuff. Tom, thank you, my friend.
Anytime. I like the fact that City got their point at Sporting KC, by the way. That was good in a 3-3 game.
Oh, I did not
and
see that.
I'm actually enjoying some NHL playoffs early, Carl. I think it's been fun.
I watched the Rangers game yesterday.
I talked to our man Doug Armstrong yesterday. He's in the middle of a coaching search. So, yeah, it's a busy time for sports.
Yeah, I'd say.
Good to talk to you guys.
We appreciate you, my friend. See ya. Thank you for bringing us up to date there on the Battle Hawks. Caw-caw! I bought this T-shirt for Todd Pyro, by the way, in case you're tuning in late.
I can't wait to get his reaction to receiving that shirt.
I'm going to ship it off to him, and I'll be gone for like the next week and a half. So
we'll get his reaction next Tuesday for you.
Yeah, if I can get it to him in time. I'm going to send it to his house for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.